Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, founding father, Virginia gentleman, and bona fide polymath, Thomas Jefferson was a man of numerous talents. Near the top of the list, he might be described as a musician of distinction. This week we'll explore the repertoire found in Jefferson's music catalog of 1783. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
two Mozart pieces from the CD Music in the Age of Jefferson by flutist Rob Turner and violinist Kevin Bushy. The 19th century biographer James Parton described a Thomas Jefferson, quote, who could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, dance a minuet, and play the violin. Today we would probably quip, all without breaking a sweat. As a gentleman musician, Jefferson had considerable skill when it came to playing the violin. Yet his love of music, or favorite passion, as he referred to it, extended into a number of other musical areas. In 1783, Thomas Jefferson set out to catalog his entire collection of books. The catalog was organized into three large sections, history, philosophy, and fine arts. The music books were divided into theoretical, vocal, and instrumental categories. Each entry is given the briefest of descriptions, normally stating the author or composer, then followed by a further distinguishing label such as its opus number. In some cases he was quite generous, as in Handel's 60 overtures from all his operas and oratorios, 8 parts. Here's the overture to the opera Scipione.
Thank you.
The Baroque Orchestra Les Talents Lyriques, directed by Christophe Roussette, performed the overture to the opera Scipione by George Frederick Handel. Jefferson's collection of instrumental works was predominantly made up of small-scale chamber music, most of which could be performed by just two people. He and his wife Martha, a harpsichordist in her own right, would play together for their guests' pleasure. The catalog included works by both the lesser-known and the renowned, such as this Corelli Sonata.
Thank you.
Arcangelo Corelli's Sonata No. 7 in D minor was performed by Andrew Manzi, violin, and Richard Egar, harpsichord. Vocal music also played an important part in Thomas Jefferson's collection. The list begins with a number of well-known operas and oratorios by Arne, Handel, Pergolesi, and Pope. These are followed by over 24 books of songs, both sacred and secular. Henry Purcell's 2-volume Harmonia Sacra is among them.
Rock felt thy prophet's power.
Although Harmonia Sacra was published under Purcell's name, not all of the songs contained within were composed by him. The piece we just heard comes from Purcell's book, but was composed by John Blow. Entitled O Mighty God Who Sitst on High, it was performed by John Mark Ainsley, tenor, Timothy Roberts, organ, and Paula Shadonoff, theorbo. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. In the year after Jefferson compiled his catalog, he moved to Paris as a diplomat appointed by Congress. There he would attend, among other things, numerous opera performances. We know that he was already well acquainted with opera, as no less than 8 appear in his catalog. Most were composed by Thomas Arne, including Artaxerxes. Thank you. We've just heard the aria, "The Soldier Tired of War's Alarms," and the final chorus, "Live to Us, to Empire Live," from Arne's Artaxerxes. The soloist was soprano Catherine Bott, accompanied by the chorus and orchestra of the Parley of Instruments, directed by Roy Goodman. There's little question about the identity of a song when Jefferson used a label such as the Beggar's Opera, since we can probably make a successful guess as to which work he owned. In other less specific circumstances, we're just left to figure it out. One example is the entry Dibdin's Songs. Charles Dibdin, an English composer well known in Jefferson's day, is the most likely suspect. Because he was a prolific composer of songs and song collections, we can safely assume it's the same Dibdin. Next, we'll hear a song by Dibdin entitled Sound Argument. It's performed by Julianne Baird, soprano, Nancy Wilson, violin, and Mary Jane Newman, fortepiano.
We bipeds made up of frail clay, alas, are the children of sorrow. And though brisk and merry today, we all may be wretched tomorrow. For sunshine succeeded by rain, then fearful of life's stormy weather, lest pleasure should only bring pain, let us all be unhappy together. Let us all be unhappy together. Let us all be unhappy together. For sunshine succeeded by rain,
a song by Charles Dibdin entitled Sound Argument, performed there by Julianne Baird, soprano, Nancy Wilson, violin, and Mary Jane Newman, fortepiano. The music in Jefferson's catalog of 1783 is only a small part of the library, which contained 2,640 books. Nevertheless, he cherished it as much as he enjoyed performing from its collection. The library would continue to grow until he sold its contents to the Library of Congress in 1815. By then it numbered 6,700. In 2000, the catalog was digitized by the Massachusetts Historical Society and can be found online at www.thomasjeffersonpapers.org. Next, we'll hear a divertimento by Joseph Haydn in C major. The second and third movements, Poco Adagio and Finale Presto, are performed by Rob Turner, flute, Kevin Bushy, violin, and Lynanne Wilson, cello. The recording was made in a room designed by Thomas Jefferson himself, the Dome Room of the Rotunda at the University of Virginia.
Thank you.
flutist Rob Turner, violinist Kevin Bushy, and cellist Lynanne Wilson performed a divertimento by Joseph Haydn in C major. Our new release this week features the music of Antonio Vivaldi and the group La Serenissima. It's led by violinist and director Adrian Chandler. This dynamic group from England has previously recorded other works from the Italian Baroque and now offers some of Vivaldi's lesser-known pieces. It also features the soprano Mary Lawson, cellist Sarah McMahon, and organist Robert Howarth. We'll hear Adrian Chandler as a soloist in a concerto for violin, strings, and continuo in F major, RV 292.
Thank you.
We heard Vivaldi's Concerto for Violin, Strings, and Continuo in F Major, RV 292, performed by La Serenissima, from a CD called Music for the Chapel of the Pietà. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.